Giovanni Antonio Canal, known as Canaletto, spent most of his life in the house in which he was born, in Venice. He began his career working alongside his brother and father as a stage designer. In 1719, he arrived in Rome, and his name is mentioned in two librettos of operas by Alessandro Scarlatti, staged for the following year's Carnival. It was in Rome that a significant graphic production came to light. The first known example is a series of small sheets that mostly depict monuments of ancient Rome. They are archaeological capricci, heavily influenced by his theatrical experience and the masterful example of Panini, which display the peculiarities of Venetian painting in the brown backgrounds and strong lighting. On returning to Venice, Canaletto reworked certain optical rules in his views, which were then widespread in Italy thanks to Van Wittel. Specifically, he perfected a personal method of perspective composition that favoured the initial creation of sketches from life, and he tried out the highly sought-after genre of ceremonial views. During this period, he finally achieved fame on the Venetian market, attracting the attention of foreign ambassadors who resided in the most serene republic. Between 1723 and 1724, the painter received his first commission from Joseph Smith, a banker, merchant, and the British consul, who was a point of reference for English noblemen in the city on the Grand Tour, with whom he established a strong bond. This commission was for a series of 12 small format views of the Grand Canal, frequently used by the painter as a kind of sample book for potential buyers. To fulfill his many commissions, Canaletto operated a crowded atelier, flanked by his nephew Bernardo Bellotto. He organized the activities with drawings from life, on which he noted precise instructions regarding the colors or the distances, but also details about the buildings. Thereafter, the War of Austrian Succession impeded the abundant flow of English tourists to Venice, cutting off the numerous Anglo-Saxon clients with the sole exception of Smith, who continued to enrich his precious collection. In 1746, Canaletto moved to London, beginning a time of prodigious creativity in painting views of the River Thames and the residences of noble families such as Windsor Castle. Soon after his return to his beloved city, he was appointed Professor of Architecture and Perspective at the Venice Academy, a new acknowledgement that confirmed his fame in his native land.